But my job was then, after we counted the last band through, then I get on my pack horse and take up the trail. And of course, I had told the herders, gave them a schedule as about how far they could drive reasonably, and depend on how many bands of sheep were ahead of them, you know, just how far they'd go, and tell them where to camp, and see if they had camped and left a clean camp. And so I checked on those things. And then I would go, I'd pass up a lot of them, of course, on my way up to the boundary of the Creed District. And I would camp there then and wait until the last band saw them through onto the Creed District. And then there would be a Creed band to take care of them. Mm-hmm.
Well, how about that?
So that, then on the way back, why, I'd check on other things. Sheep that had already been out there that hadn't gone through the counting corrals had come up some other way. And I'd check to see if they were on their allotment. That's the word I wanted. They had a different allotment. So up there above Timberline, look out across. Way back when I first started, you know, didn't have this pollution down here. You could almost see Alamosa from up here on some of these islands. Now you can't even see Monte Vista. Mm.
Just gotten too polluted?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like it was a good. It's been a good place to live, though. So this has been a good area.
Yeah, it's been good to us.
Must have been. You stayed around, so it must have been a good area. Yeah,
it hasn't been too bad.
You weren't in the military, were you? You never served in the.
No, I was on the ranch at that time. The one that I. The war that I might have gotten into if I hadn't been. And they wouldn't take me. I told one of the fellows that was on the board down here where he enlisted or whatever he did, and that I was coming down because there was a lot of friends of mine, fellows my age, you know, was already gone. And I said, there's no use of you coming down. You're farming and they need you here to produce food. So. So I missed out on all of them. Too young for the first and farming for the second, so I never was.
Most years you have a pretty good crop?
Yeah, most years.
Is that what you'd call it, a crop?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ever call anything else? Wondering if for things you were growing, is that the word most people would use?
No. Crop to take the whole thing.
Okay. And you were a teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Were you a, about that?
Yeah. First grade mostly.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, never got out of the first grade.
It deserves a medal for staying there and working with those youngsters, I'll tell you.
They're awfully cute about them.
Yeah.
It's very rewarding.
Yeah. Where did you teach?
Here in Del Norte, mostly. Mm-hmm. I taught at the center, too, but mostly in Del Norte. Mm-hmm. I say the subject matter's not very exciting, but your public is, so.
Oh, yeah. Your audience.
Yeah, so. That's right. So it makes it all worthwhile.